When I saw the album cover, it feels like home.
On January 5th, Bad Bunny released his sixth studio album, Dividirán Más Fotos, and it has since risen to the number one spot on the Billboard 200. Since the release, Bad Bunny has been on the press circuit calling the album his most Puerto Rican album ever. But perhaps the most Puerto Rican thing, the most Latino thing about the album, isn't the music. Maybe it's the album cover itself.
Like you were saying before, those are the chairs that you saw on the marquesinas of people's houses or in the backyards, or when you think about people playing dominoes. I actually grew up learning how to play briscas, a card game in Puerto Rico, on those chairs. And so
the album cover is two empty white plastic chairs that are positioned in front of plantain trees. The chairs, officially known as monoblock chairs, date back to the 1940s, when a Canadian designer developed the very first prototype. But today, they're probably best known because they're light, cheap, and stackable. Merida Arrua is a director of undergraduate studies and a professor in Northwestern's Latino and Latina Studies program. She looks at the everyday lives of Puerto Ricans living in Chicago.
It really is kind of the mixture of that with reggaeton and dembow and bomba and plena and salsa, right? And so that for me, it's also about like, that is actually what it sounds like when you're in Puerto Rico or if you're at a family gathering. It's always all of those musics kind of combining in one way or another. And so then he kind of connects that with this particular album.
Her mother, who was in her 80s, recently passed away. She was the one to introduce her to Bad Bunny.
She was somebody that was just fascinated by him because of the ways in which he connected being Puerto Rican and also the kind of political and social commitments that he connected to his music. And
so, for her, the chairs mean so much more than just convenient seating options.
What the first thing that I think most people might think of is the fact that they're empty. And so that so much of that is about the political and the economic situation on the island, the fact that so many Puerto Ricans have had to leave Puerto Rico, that there's more Puerto Ricans living in the U.S. now than there are in Puerto Rico. And so this idea of loss, right?
Crediting creators of a Bad Bunny college class, she says the chairs also mean something much more urgent.
While it's a warning, it's also kind of like a wake-up call of what's the possibility? Like, who do we want in those chairs? And so that those chairs could also be an invitation, right, to come back or to see yourself as part of that.
Sophia Nelson is a senior at Syracuse University. She grew up in California, miles away from her mother's birthplace of Chile. Today, her parents have retired to the country, and she spends her breaks going to the place she calls home.
Wait, I forgot the album drop. So then I listened to it. When I was like with my sister, we were just like chilling by the pool, and it's like the ultimate summer album, and it's obviously summer down in Chile right now. So we were just listening.
Nelson knows the chairs all too well.
So we're literally like sitting by the pool at my grandma's house, and like there's like 30, like 20 of those chairs like stacked up, like ready to be whipped out at any party.
Well, Nelson isn't Puerto Rican. She sees her experiences in the album, just like the more than 50,000 posts of people on TikTok sharing cherished memories of loved ones or videos of places that they once called home as the title track of the album plays in the background.
We still get to like have had a childhood of returning home, even if it's like once a year or every couple years, just to even like be able to take pictures and have that, because for a lot of people that's not the reality. So it's just really, I think, a powerful album that kind of embodies so many experiences, but yet it's still vague enough to like have it be applicable to everyone's story.
Andrea Prado is 23 years old. She left Caracas, Venezuela with her family when she was 12 years old. For her, the cover reminds her of a simpler time when holidays were spent with generations of grandparents and any worries seemed so far away.
Like, although I am from like the city in Venezuela, when I will go to my grandparents or my great grandparents, like that's just kind of what their backyards look like. So I think
she has memories of family events that turned into large family parties.
It brings me back to a place of nostalgia and peace and just a time where, in a way, I didn't know that that will also be kind of the last time that I will be with my whole family before, you know, we had to leave the country and whatnot.
While the people and the places of home might be unreachable for so many listeners, Rua reminds us that the memories are just an album away.
And so It really was about what do you do when what you have is just the people that are sitting in those chairs with you, right? And so I think that is the connection that goes that when I see those chairs, what I think about.
For WNUR News, I'm Naya Reyes.